Hatred is another one of the manifestations of the flesh. Now, people will say that our movement is hateful, right? But here's the thing. If we hate the things that God hates, there's nothing wrong with that. Hatred isn't always bad. Now, hatred of the flesh would be people hating each other. You know, I mean, I would just take an example of the way that people drive here. You know, there was a guy that I was talking to yesterday. I forgot what his name is, but he was saying that he's had guns flashed at him in Houston, that people are giving him, you know, the middle finger, you know, the "you're number one" sign, you know that one? They're like harassing people, and you know, I saw, you know, people aren't very nice here when it comes to driving. I mean, hopefully you guys set the example. I don't back at home. My right foot's not saved. So, no, I'm just kidding. But I'm not mean. Like, I'm not trying to run people off the road. Like, I even noticed in San Antonio that, like, people just, like, come up and they don't care that you're there. It's like, "I got a big truck with the Hemi. I'm coming over," you know. Anyway, but hatred is growing against Christianity. Have you noticed that? Like, in all these chat rooms and all this stuff, you know, over the vaccinations, you know, they're saying we're not even able to practice what we believe, our religion, because their, you know, measles shots trumps what we believe. You just know that that's straight out of hell, because the fact that they're trying to just force us to vaccinate our children. I mean, they're passing laws now where you can't even your kid can't go to school. There's no opt out. That's what they're trying to pass now. In Vancouver, Washington, where I'm from, there's a measles outbreak. It's going crazy. There's 40 people that have had measles. And guess what? None of them have died. None of them are blind. None of them have gone deaf. None of them have, you know, any major health problems because of it. But people are wigging out because, look, the news media is trying to make us believe that we need to be vaccinated, that we need to vaccinate our children. And look, there is an autism connection. Okay? There is an autism connection. You can see where it started and where it ended. And I'm not preaching a sermon about vaccinations today. I'm just kind of hitting, you know, a lot of different things here. But, you know, don't let these anti-Christians, you know, back you into a corner on vaccinations, though. Don't do it. It's of the devil. There's an agenda behind it. And we shouldn't be putting animals and dead babies into our children. And monkey DNA and all this other stuff. It's like, why would you put that? How would that help you to not get the measles? How would monkey DNA help you to not get measles? That doesn't make sense. So there's something off there. But the growing hatred against Christians is growing. Like, just in the past 3 years, I've noticed that there's more of a coldness towards going door knocking. Now, here, it's not like that. So you can thank the Lord for that. I mean, maybe it is in certain areas, but the areas where we're at yesterday, I didn't have one person say anything crazy to me. But if up north, when we go soul winning, it's, you can get some people who will say some stuff to you. You know, I mean, they're not like, but we have people that harass us at apartment complexes now all the time. Whereas when we first started, they didn't do it so much. You know, and obviously we can thank the Jehovah's false witnesses and the morons for that. But, you know, they're going to get sick of the Baptists coming too. And they already are getting, in cities where we have a church like this church here, they're getting sick of us at these apartment complexes. So, but you know, we just got to keep going. And we got to keep going, even though the hate towards Christians is getting worse. But the Bible says, "Do I not hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee?" You know, God is okay with us hating the things that he hates. Okay? Because are we better than God? That doesn't even make sense. You know, it's okay for God to hate him, but you can't hate him. The Bible says, "Do I not hate them, O Lord, that hate thee?" That's David, a man after God's own heart, saying that. Okay? So it's not wrong to hate as long as you're just hating the things that God hates. Okay? And sin is one of the things that God hates. But he also hates people too. So the people that hate the Lord are the ones that God hates, because they hate him.